All right, it's St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. So happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is our favorite Irishman. We talk to him every St. Paddy's Day to celebrate the holiday. It's the former Major League slugger, now the hitting instructor with the L.A. Dodgers, Mark McGuire. Hello, Mark.
Top of the morning to ya.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, I haven't talked to you in a wee bit, have I?
It's been a while.
Oh, I love St. Patrick's Day, and I love working with the young hitters today.
Do you?
What do you tell them?
I do love them so. I always tell my young hitters to roid up. Just roid the hell out of yourself, lads. Get so big that your arms can barely move. That you can't even reach down and rub on your shillelagh.
I don't think that's very sound advice.
Well, I was talking to Bono the other day, and we agreed, yeah, it is special.
What is? St. Patrick's Day?
To a lot that goes on, yes, indeed.
You know every Irishman, don't you?
Oh, of course I do. We all know each other. I was just sitting here having me bowl of Lucky Charms, carving on a bar of Irish Spring, and I was thinking of how much I miss the game.
Baseball?
No, the game of lying to congressional committees. That was so fun.
That was fun?
It was so fun to tell those senators and congressmen to kiss me Blarney Stone.
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, have you put all of that behind you, all of the steroid use, and have you been able to get on with your life?
Yes, I put all that behind me. I just want to focus on the future. Mm-hmm. You know, I just want to not look back at the hearings and just look forward to the next potato famine.
Look forward to it.
I don't know why anyone would look forward to that.
Last night I was celebrating the St. Patrick's Day coming up by making sweet Andrew love to my fourth wife. Oh, I do love her so. And by her, I mean Andrew. I do love Andrew so.
Guess it really helped you in your career, so.
You know, it's St. Patty's Day, so I want to say happy St. Patrick's Day to my Irish brethren.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly and David Farrity.
Yeah.
Sinead O'Connor.
Mm-hmm.
Peter O'Toole.
Mm-hmm.
David O'Selznick.
Mm.
Shaquille O'Neal. All of my Irish brethren.
Shaq is not sure.
You know what the difference is between an Irish wedding and an Irish funeral?
Hmm.
One less drunk at the funeral. You know why Irish women don't use vibrators, don't you?
Mm.
They chip their teeth. You know why God didn't let Jesus be born in Ireland?
Mm.
He couldn't find three wise men or a virgin. Did you hear about the Irish pilot who crashed his helicopter, lads?
No, I didn't hear.
Apparently he got so cold he turned off the fan. It's a mistake.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
What do you get when you cross a pillowcase and a stone?
Huh?
A shamrock. It's a
shamrock. Yeah, we got it. We got it.
Bath and Beyond crowd there, maybe. And you know one thing I won't be doing today, boys?
What's that?
Is ironing my four-leaf clover. And you know why, don't you?
Hmm.
You never want to press your luck.
Oh, my gosh.
Good morning. Who are you,
morning. That is allegedly Mark McGuire here on St. Patty's Day. All right, it's 8:47 on the ticket. The brackets are out. It doesn't include SMU.